Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 267 for March 23rd, and we're going to start off in 1775 during the American Revolutionary War when Patrick Henry delivers his speech, "Give me liberty or give me death." And then in 1806, after traveling through the Louisiana Purchase and reaching the Pacific Ocean, explorers Lewis and Clark and their Corps of Discovery begin their arduous journey home. And finally, in 1933, the Reichstag passes the Enabling Act of 1933, making Adolf Hitler the dictator of Germany. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On March 23rd, 1775, in a moment that has since been immortalized in American history, Patrick Henry delivered his impassioned speech that included the famous declaration, "Give me liberty or give me death." This speech was given at St. John's Episcopal Church in Richmond, Virginia, during the Second Virginia Convention. At a time when the American colonies were on the brink of war with Great Britain, Henry's words were a powerful call to arms and a declaration of the willingness of the American people to fight for their freedom and rights. Henry was a prominent figure in Virginia politics, known for his eloquent oratory skills and staunch support for colonial rights. He emerged as a vocal advocate for independence, and his speech further solidified his legacy as a patriot and founding figure of the United States. Henry's speech was a masterful argument for the necessity of military preparedness and the inevitability of conflict with Great Britain. He argued that the colonies had already tried peaceful protest and negotiation to no avail, and that war was the only remaining option to secure their liberties. On March 23, 1806, explorers Meriwether Lewis and William Clark, along with their Corps of Discovery, commenced their journey back home from an epic expedition that had taken them through the vast territories of the Louisiana Purchase to the Pacific Ocean. The expedition, commissioned by President Thomas Jefferson following the Louisiana Purchase in 1803, aimed to explore the newly acquired western portion of the country, establish trade and sovereignty over the native peoples, and find a practical route across the western half of the continent. The Corps of Discovery had numerous encounters with various Native American tribes with whom they traded goods, negotiated peace, and exchanged information. The expedition is particularly noted for its peaceful interactions with the tribes, facilitated in part by the presence of Sacagawea, which was a Shoshone woman who served as an interpreter and a guide. The return journey was arduous and tested the endurance of the Corps. They retracted their route back through the territories they had explored, facing challenges such as harsh weather, difficult terrain, and the need to secure food and resources for their long journey. On March 23, 1933, a pivotal moment in German history and the rise of Adolf Hitler to absolute power occurred when the Reichstag passed the Enabling Act, which was a law to remedy the distress of people and Reich. This law effectively marked the end of parliamentary democracy in Germany and laid the groundwork for Hitler's totalitarian regime. By granting Hitler and his cabinet the ability to enact laws without the involvement of the Reichstag, the Enabling Act allowed for the consolidation of power by the Nazi Party and the establishment of a dictatorship under Hitler. To pass the Enabling Act, a two-thirds majority was required. The Nazis used intimidation, the arrest of communist and some social democratic deputies, and the exclusion of others from the vote to ensure they had the necessary majority. The act was passed with the support of the Center Party and other conservative factions, under the pretext of stabilizing the country and addressing the ongoing economic crisis. The act was initially valid for 4 years, though it was renewed in 1937 and again in 1941, remaining in effect until the collapse of the Nazi regime in 1945. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify, and I will see you all tomorrow for some more history.